stands, and I do it at my own house. Every year at Christmas time, before we open gifts or do anything, we read the true meaning of Christmas to the children. Now, a lot of people have different beliefs. They would never want their children to hear about Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, to hear about Santa Claus, or up on the housetop, click, click, click. Well, you do with that what you will. Amen. You can sort of go along with that a little bit, but make sure that your children understand the real meaning of Christmas. And so Brother Brian's going to get the verses up there on the screen, and we're going to read this to you. It comes out of Luke chapter 2. Okay, this is what Christmas is all about. You're going to say, wow, you read that story, and I didn't hear anything about Santa Claus. I didn't hear anything about reindeer. I didn't hear anything about click, click, click up on the housetop, click, 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 down through the chimney comes. Oh, we don't want to go there. But that's not in the real Christmas story. Let's listen to what happened. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. They were going to count the people and see how many people they were. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed or to be counted, everyone into his own city. And Joseph, who was the earthly father of Jesus, also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David. And to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. Okay, we're listening, right? And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came unto them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. They were very afraid. And the angel said to them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Story's almost done. Keep listening. Are you listening? Should I ask you questions when we're done to see if you were listening?
Yeah.
Really? Okay. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. It came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste, and they found Mary, Joseph, and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things, pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying, praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them. And so that is the true meaning of Christmas. It's Christ came. He was born. And why did Jesus come?
He came to be able to forgive us of our sins.
Okay, very good.
Thank you.